You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Democrats are pushing for a package of bills they say would benefit workers. Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law, championed by then-Governor Scott Walker, curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
It is well past time to return to the requirement that every union-represented worker pays their dues for that privilege in Wisconsin. This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. President Donald Trump has deployed the National Guard in Washington, D.C., and next up on the list is Chicago. Over the summer, he sent the National Guard to San Francisco, saying it was for immigration control. A federal judge ruled earlier this week that action in California was illegal. When Vice President J.D. Vance was in La Crosse last month, he floated the idea of deploying the National Guard to Milwaukee. And now Governor Tony Evers is weighing in. He said he's opposed to the idea when he was doing a school visit earlier this week. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
He said guardsmen aren't trained as police and that the state can manage on its own. At the same time, President Trump said he will send National Guard troops to Chicago, basing some operations at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Milwaukee Police Union president has commented about the National Guard troops in Milwaukee, telling WISN 12 that he wants the help and plans on asking the White House for National Guard assistance in Milwaukee.
You're going to want to wear bug spray if you'll be out and about this weekend. West Nile virus is now officially in Dane County. Someone was bit by an infected mosquito and they got sick enough that they had to be hospitalized. People have also been infected with West Nile in Barron County and Sheboygan County. And that's just human cases. Mosquitoes have tested positive in lots of other counties around the state. We've reported before that the mosquitoes are especially bad in the Madison area this year, thanks to our wet spring. And if you need some yard waste picked up at your home this weekend, maybe your last chance for a while. All throughout September, the Madison Streets Division is wrapping up their brush pickup for the season. They do it on Sundays. So the last pickup, depending on where you live in the city, starts this weekend. For more news from around Madison and from all over Wisconsin, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddy Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings and he was masterful. A ton of strikeouts. Gave up two hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State tomorrow afternoon at 3. Backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good. And I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by two-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special, special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today and very windy with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as windy with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.